We're coming off the first weekend of summer, which was very pleasant across the Northeast, and the comfortable weather continued today. We've had a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Mainly some puffy cumulus clouds have developed, especially across the higher terrain, and we're also watching a few high clouds blow in from the west. Temperatures are on the mild side, but not hot for this time of year, and our dew points are just starting to climb a bit, so there's just a little touch of humidity in the air as the dew point temperature now is up close to 60 in many spots. And that's going to be the biggest variable and the biggest change over the next couple of days as we start to see some more humid air work its way into the Northeast. It's all being driven by an approaching frontal system. It will work into the Great Lakes area. Initially, it will approach as a warm front coming up later tonight into the day tomorrow, and then that warm front will sweep across the region and will be followed by a cold front on Wednesday. And with those frontal systems in place, we will see more humidity and also an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms. There is the chance for at least a scattered shower or storm, especially west of the Hudson River tonight. However, most areas will be free of rain. It will be just a touch on the muggy side, with overnight low temperatures ranging from the mid-50s to the lower 60s. During the day tomorrow, we'll have that warm front to our west. It will be a partly sunny day. Again, we'll have that chance for showers and thunderstorms region-wide. The best chance for storms, though, will be west of the Hudson River. It will be a more humid day with high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. If we happen to see a little more sunshine than what is forecast right now, temperatures will climb into the middle, perhaps upper 80s tomorrow afternoon. By Wednesday, the cold front will come across the region. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and some of those storms could be on the strong side on Wednesday. By Thursday, there's still some lingering moisture behind that front, with the chance for showers and storms, especially across New England. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Muggy, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms tonight, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Muggy, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Muggy, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Muggy, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, humid, high around 80, and on Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, especially in New England, turning less humid with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.